You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Today is a good day, and I'm wishing that you are intentional about connecting with your inner voice, because it is good, it is beautiful, and it wants you to know you are loved, you are enough, and you are worthy. And so I am a psychologist, you know, of over 23 years experience, and I am also a daily user of CBD. I recommend CBD to my patients because it is organic, natural. It has no pesticides, toxins, or chemicals. It is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. It does not get you high. It has the legal limit of THC, which is 0.3% or less. And it has benefits for both physical and mental health symptoms, anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, chronic pain, and many more. Try it today. My website is www.hemphappier.com, and you can find out more from me on my website at healthyminds.expert. Well, today is a great day because I have a special guest, and his name is Tyler Ornstein, and he, from a young age of 5, loved the taste and smell of coffee. It was from his first sip, but his father couldn't tolerate it because it upset his stomach. One day, Tyler asked him if he could make a coffee that both of them could drink. Imagine 5 years old drinking coffee. And so Tyler's dad, Ian, a biochemist, tinkered quietly behind the scenes until he did what no university research lab or mega corporation could do. He created acid-free coffee that anyone can drink without digestive disruption. He created the world's first acid-free coffee that is actually healthy to drink. That's amazing. He designed a proprietary computerized Z roasting system and figured out how to roast the bean perfectly without letting the tannic and lipid acids form, which normally wreak havoc on those GI problems from indigestion, bloating, and heartburn, or plagued by tooth enamel decay. Tyler, with a natural entrepreneurial spirit, set off door-to-door on his bicycle to sell what soon became known as Tyler's Coffee. It has since evolved into a full warehouse, a team, 80% growth year over year with 2 million cups sold, distribution in 1,000 independent grocery stores across the United States. It's probably far reached that, and was even the preferred coffee of the 2008 Academy Awards. Wow, he's been doing this for some time. He has launched the product on Amazon and Walmart online, as well as many other retail outlets. You can learn more about Tyler's Coffee at www.tylerscoffee.com. And Tyler is here today to tell us about this remarkable acid-free coffee and his journey on where it all began. So welcome. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you so much for having me. I don't think I've ever been introduced that nicely before. I really appreciate that. Wow.
That's you and a little bit of your story. Tell us.
Thank you. First and foremost, to all your listeners out there, CBD is awesome. I use it sometimes for pain relief. I used to use THC, and it definitely is not my friend. It got me way too caught. Like, cloudy, and I felt very kind of loose and not connected, and it just wasn't my thing. As a business owner, you kind of have to keep your finger on the pulse, and if you lose track of time or focus, then you kind of lose track of money, and that's where you start failing in your business. So to that point, absolutely, CBD is good stuff. We are actually in the process of R&Ding right now a CBD K-Cup. It is going to be coming out probably 2021. And it's we're going to actually do a full spectrum CBD. I don't know how familiar you are with that. But
yes, we do. We do full spectrum.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a CBD coffee?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for the K-Cup market to start. But, wow. Okay, so, yes, I started the company at 14 years old, door-to-door on a bicycle. And, yes, we're now in 1,000 stores, over 2 million cups drank. Business is doing really, really well. And so I guess I could tell you that I'm more interested in helping young entrepreneurs, people that want to get started in business and don't really know how. That's one of my greatest hobbies. I respect people that charge for their time as consultants, but I don't. I never have charged for my time. If I'm going to give you my time, it's going to be free, and I'm going to want to give it to you because I feel that there's someone that could benefit from it. And
I love that. I love that about you. But tell us a little bit about what makes the acid-free organic coffee better than just the regular go-to or the bottle, because I think so many people looking for a natural, healthy, organic alternative, and knowing what acid does to our bodies and our intestines, I mean, this is an opportunity for people to make a healthy switch.
So you're a psychologist. You have a doctorate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Doc, I'm going to call you Doc because I love calling doctor. I love calling doctors Doc or doctors because, hey, you put that much time into education, you need to be called a doctor. So anyway, Doc, I can tell you this. When there is a demand for a new product in a market that has not had that quote-unquote problem solved, and you solve that problem, it's called a niche. And I'm a big believer of niche marketing. When you create a solution to a problem, it's very, very, quote-unquote, well-received by the public and the public. And they really want the product because it's something that they really, really enjoy but they can't have. A great example would be the vegan lifestyle / vegetarian lifestyle that people are adopting because of health reasons. Well, it was, 10 years ago, if you said I'm a vegan or I'm a vegetarian, first of all, they'd be like, you're a what? What does that even mean? And now it's been, early adopted, but now it's starting to become mainstream. You can go to most restaurants and most grocery stores and find some vegan options. And so it's because people want to get healthy. There's a really good adage, and I believe it 110%. You could have a million problems, but if you have health problems, you have one problem. So you got to keep your health. That's like number one absolute priority, top of the line. Can't change that. And people want to go to an alkaline diet. They're more inclined to alkaline. And there was a study done, and you can look it up. Don't take my word for it. Go to Google, look at WebMD, Mayo Clinic, Harvard Medical. They all said that if you lower the pH of the body, it will harbor cancer cells. And that's big. So every single morning when you wake up, you're putting a low pH coffee in your body because their acidity is high. So low pH, high acidity. I know that's kind of confusing, but it's so seven's neutral, And the lower you go, more acidic. The higher you go, more alkaline.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so because the coffee is acid-free, it's really a healthier option just for
absolutely.
Your whole body pH. And I was asking you earlier, because of the Z-roasting process, does it change the flavor of the coffee?
No, it actually improves the flavor. So there's another interesting fun fact is when you buy caffeinated coffee, it's an unregulated industry. People don't actually believe that, or they're like, wait, what? The FDA doesn't touch it. Obviously the EPA, no organization really touches coffee. Now USDA have definitely gotten more in depth and involved, where you still get audits and we still have to keep paperwork and everything. So that's the only regulatory agency that really does things. But if you don't get a USDA certified, okay, for your listening viewers, sorry, for your listeners, when you look at organic, it's not organic. Did you know that?
No.
So by the NOP standards, which is the regulatory agency for the USDA, and I'm sorry I'm getting a little technical here, but when you see organic, it only has to have 10% organic product.
Wow.
But if you see the USDA symbol, which is the circle mark, it has to be 100%. So next time you're shopping, if it says organic, whatever, chances are it's not. The other thing is every USDA certified organic product has to have a certification. We're certified by AB Organic, but there's tons of certification companies out there, but you have to look for the certifier. And if you can't find the certifier, it's not organic.
Well, Tyler's Coffee is USDA certified.
Yes, it is.
All organic. So
yes, it is.
So you make sure that your quality is bar none. And again,
absolutely.
And you could just see the integrity, how you talk about it, and so much that you've learned throughout this process of getting your coffee out there on the market, competing against these multi-million, billion-dollar companies and advertising.
Sure.
You've done your homework, and so you're putting out a product that you know is the best quality for what you're offering. And so I wanted to ask you, are you the only acid-free coffee out
One
there?
The world's first and only.
That's it. That's it. that's it right there, Tyler. You know, you're number one and done. So what are you going to do with it? Another question I have for you is, what about flavors? Are flavors coming, or what?
We tell people this all the time. We say you can have any single flavor you'd like as long as you add it.
Okay. long as you add it. Because you're going to keep your product pure, organic, clean, and just the essential.
We like to say at Tyler's Coffee is that we've essentially given you the purest version of coffee.
I love it.
Single source, USDA organic. So we don't buy from other farms. We buy from one farm. Our screen is AAA screened, so we have no imperfections in the bean. We have no wormholes. We have no discoloration. We have a 4-layer Mylar bag system for freshness. We nitrogen pack our coffee instead of the CO2 because nitrogen is a lighter element. And it suffocates the oxygen. And when you have less oxygen, you have less oxidation in your coffee. When you're buying a $22 bag of coffee, you're buying a $22 bag of coffee. It's not Folgers rebranded.
I love it. And again, so it speaks to the quality, not only of the beans, but the process. Can you just speak a little bit about this Z roasting process?
Our Z-roasting process is proprietary to us, but I can tell you that it's a 200-step roasting process. It's the most elaborate process that we know of in the coffee industry. We use extremely hot air, and that hot air roasts the coffee, but we have microprocessors that actually measure the humidity and air temperatures and moisture content, well, humidity, in the roasting process. And so the human hand never touches the bean from when we receive it from green to when you receive it in your bag. And process control is our number one thing. So at Tyler's Coffees, you order one bag of Tyler's Coffees from this batch, we can almost guarantee that it's going to be the same exact flavor profile and, you know, the quality from another batch.
I love it. I mean, you are in this business from bean to shelf. And I love that about you. And so is that what then your next step is really teaching entrepreneurs how to really make this happen for themselves, regardless of what their product is? Because your product clearly is the Tyler's Coffee. There is none other. Acid-free. You know what I mean? Your dad, genius. You know?
Yeah, genius. So the funny thing is people say, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah, he can walk circles around me in intelligence. I just try to play along. He's brilliant.
There too, though. You've got some.
Yeah. He's brilliant.
But I definitely think you've got a great product here, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to trying it. But I noticed you were saying that you really want to give of your time to educate people, because, you know, you've been doing this since, I mean, 5 years old is when you started drinking coffee, but 14 sounds like you were in the business mindset and growing it to become competitive, you know, business out there. So what is it, maybe give my listeners maybe one or two pieces of advice if they have a product that they feel like they want to get out there that they feel is unique?
So I tell people this all the time. So before COVID, I went and I was on speaking tours and, you know, I spoke in front of crowds and people, and they would always come up to me after my stage time and they would say, Tyler, you're amazing, unbelievable. You know, it's like, thank you. I really appreciate it. And they're like, I have this great idea. And then I say, okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Does it help? What do you mean? Does it help? Yeah. See, this is the reason why it helps. We built this better. You know, this is the competition. Okay. Work off of that. Because people don't want to buy things that don't help. Maybe not help others. I'm saying, like, hey, problem, solution. And so if you're going to start a company and you're going to invent something or you're going to build something that is a product or service that hasn't been, quote unquote, invented or refined in the market space or, you know, what have you, essentially what you're trying to say is, I can build a better mousetrap. Well, can you? Okay. First and foremost, you have conception. So conception in my book is you have an idea. You just light bulb moment. Hey, what if I did this, and this, because I could make it better in this industry that doesn't have this, and this. Okay, cool. Boom. Started that. Then you build proof of concept. So you either build the physical product, or if it's a service, you build the service around it. You say, look, I want to build, you know, this widget, and this widget's going to cost me this much in R&D costs. And so you start programming out your, not programming, you start filling out the blanks to what you want to create. And then your third step is test market. So I tell people, I've never listened to myself. I only listen to my customers. And they're like, what? And I go, yeah, if I listen to myself would tell me, hey, do this. But if my customers say, hey, do that, and I don't listen to them, I'm doing myself a disservice, right? And so I say, okay, I'm going to listen to my customers. So that comes out of prototyping to test market. Now, your test market, you got to figure it out. I mean, you got to know, A, what your demographic is. You know, B, are you going to sell this at what price point? Does the market even fluctuate? Does the market absorb that price point? I mean, say for example, an industry, well, let's use coffee for example, right? So coffee industry, it's gone up actually by 15% this year, which is a huge increase in the commodity. But the point is, you could buy coffee at $3 for a pound, or you can buy our product at $22 for 12 ounces. So what's the value prop? Well, $3 a pound, you're going to have heartburn and indigestion, upset stomach, because if you have, you know, any sort of modality, it's not going to be comfortable to drink. So I'm going to load it up with sugar, I'm going to load it up with cream. Okay, that's extra calories. Okay, so it's a compounding interest, right? And so now you're figuring out, well, my product sits either at the top of the market or it sits at the bottom of the market. And you got to figure that out. And then you test market, see if it's viable. People say, hey, I like it, I want to buy it. Go from there.
And I think that the thing about, you know, to me, what I like about your website is that you've got all these testimonies. I mean, testimonials are really,
you're, you know, huge.
We're saying listening to the customers is key. And I really do believe that, because when you read the testimony after testimony after testimony, and you see that you've got the 5 stars, 4.5 stars, I mean, it's the product speaks for itself. And when you know, right, you have a product, it works. People love, right, it. They're going, right, to buy it. So, again, I think that you really, your father, you happened upon an amazing product. And it's just now kind of hitting the market. And the more people, right, that become aware of it, that there's actually an option for, sure, acid-free coffee. I mean, talk about that alkaline. That's amazing of what, mm-hmm, happens when we change our body's natural level to get in line and balance with the natural pH of our bodies. Yeah. How our bodies heal itself, and the amazing benefits, you know, from that. So I just think you're doing great things, and I'm really excited to see how you're going to use your coffee and your platform to really begin to change this country. Because that's kind of what you and I talked a little bit about before we got on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the importance of future generations and wanting to make this country a better place.
No, absolutely. No question about that. We are very lucky to be in America. America is the first country formed, filled, and designed and engineered and implemented all by entrepreneurs. Yep. There has been not a single country in the world of history that was founded by entrepreneurialism. And what I mean by that is Washington said, no, screw the crown. We're going to go away from the English rule of kings and queens, and if you're born into it, then you get it, and we're going to make it equal to everyone. And that's what, you know, look at Bezos, look at Zuckerberg, look at Jobs, look at Buffett, look at all the billionaires that came from absolutely nothing. Sam Walton drove a same pickup, and like a 1975 pickup, a multi-billionaire. I mean, these people literally started their businesses from nothing, and that's the American dream. And that's really what I'm really, really, really strong about is right now you have the ability to build and design and have a free market, and it's the gift to the world.
Yeah, and I think what those people, and I guess what impresses me about a person and a company and a business, is not necessarily how much revenue you make, but how much you give back to the community, sure, that everyone can thrive. Because I think in our current situation, it's very divisive, and it's almost like we think that when some have, others have to lack. And I, right, don't believe that. I believe that when you have, I have. That there is so much abundance and wealth that we both can share, yeah, in it, and, yeah, and enjoy, yeah, together and celebrate together.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation. That's how Tyler's Coffees is founded. All my employees, they have win-win situations with the company. I love win-win situations. What we do is we employ people that have mental disabilities that can't do normal jobs, and they can do remedial tasks, and it's called Beacon Foundation, and they do all our fulfillment. I'll tell you, you haven't. I already know you haven't, but I've walked through a lot of fulfillment centers throughout my years. I've never seen employees smile.
Wow.
I've never seen fulfillment employees smile. You walk into this center, they are smiling, they're happy, they're like, "Hi, Tyler!" I mean, these people are just super, super excited to have the opportunity to do the remedial tasks because, you know, people, if you're deformed or you're not able to function in normal society, you're kind of thrown out with the garbage, and it's not how it should be. I mean, I think people matter.
Yes, everyone matters. Everyone
yes.
has value.
Yes,
because you exist. You are
yes.
worthy simply because you exist.
I agree. Now there are some people out there that are like murderers and rapists that I'm not for, but I got what you're putting down.
We work on those because they've got a lot of changing to do. We work on those, but
right, you know. Right. No, but I believe that. I believe that.
I love your mission, though. I love your mission. I love your compassion.
Thanks.
Really,
I really wish. Look. I'll call Zuckerberg and I'll call Bezos out on your show, guys. You're making $200 billion a year. Come on. Why are you not replanting? I told people this on my Facebook. Maybe I'll start saying these things on my podcast tour. I don't know. It makes me very disturbed that someone that has $200 billion to their name and has the name Amazon will not say, "Hey, why don't we put together a nonprofit and reseed the Amazon forest?" Oh my God, PR.
We got to get back to growing trees.
I know.
We're going to need the oxygen for survival. Yes, 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 yes. I love it.
Like the PR would be huge. Like why are we just like taking tractors to the rainforest and saying, "Oh, we're going to make, why?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it."
But you know what? I got to say this, Tyler. You've got the platform. You are going to be at that level. You keep going. You got a great product, acid-free coffee, organic USDA. I mean, hey, sky's the limit for you. And so tell
Thank
my
you.
Listeners, where can they get the coffee? And cheers.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can Google acid-free coffee. You can go directly to our website. That's tylerscoffees.com. Tyler's with an S, coffees with an S.com. And for this year, we are actually doing a 20% discount. Use Tyler, all lowercase, Tyler 2020 for your discount.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I love your integrity. I love your compassion. And I love the fact that you're about all human beings, and I have the slogan, love humankind.
Absolutely.
If we can practice that and plant more trees in the process, I think we can make this world a better place.
I agree. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.